Many were amazed, others shocked, when Elisa Loncon, an indigenous Mapuche woman, was chosen to lead Chile's constitutional convention. 2 years ago, it would have been unthinkable. But despite, or perhaps because, of an increasingly uncontrollable land conflict in south-central Chile, recognition of indigenous Chileans, who make up 12% of this country, took center stage in the writing of the new Magna Carta.
The new constitution begins by stating that Chile is a social democratic, law-based and plurinational state. Chile has always been plurinational, except no constitution before has ever recognized the existence of indigenous people.
While there are scores of countries that recognize the culture and language of their indigenous nations with varying degrees of autonomy, Chile's new constitution, if approved, would go further.
The constitution includes the restitution of ancestral land. And what we should see in many years, through approval of various laws, is much more land returned and distributed to indigenous communities.
Until 150 years ago, the lion's share of Chile belonged to the Mapuche, today the poorest sector of society. But the concept of indigenous autonomy, recognition of indigenous laws, and most of all, returning land that in many cases is now occupied by non-indigenous Chilean families and industries, horrifies many. Former Social Development Minister Alfredo Moreno says it will cause more conflict.
Which nobody knows. What is that land? Because used to have doesn't have a meaning on time. What the land that they have 200 years ago, 100 years ago, yesterday, today, then it says that that territory, they can have their own government. They can have they could be autonomous from the rest of the nation.
Chile would be only the third country after Ecuador and Bolivia to define itself as plurinational. But that does not mean, as some believe, that Chile would be split up into 11 independent indigenous states.
We have never proposed to install a different state. It must be understood that the Chilean state will not be divided with different laws. Everything must be within the framework of the same constitution and the same state.
The constitution would allow indigenous communities to veto or profit from investments on their land in Chile's lithium and copper-rich north, or the forestry-rich south, for example. As always, the key is in the details. The laws to implement the new plurinational state have not yet been written. While armed Mapuche rebel groups dismiss the whole exercise as a farce, many others are counting on a new constitution to address historical wrongs and in the process start an era of peaceful coexistence and equality for all. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago, Chile.